I'm sure for most of us, part of our mind and our heart are consumed with anxiety about American politics. So I'm sure there's a connection with a dishonored steward who gives kickbacks to his constituents as he robs from his master. But for all of us who through our baptism have become stewards, how faithful are we in administering the goods that have been given to us? Both the natural physical goods and the spiritual goods. How wise and how prudent are we? And does it take the threat of that being taken away from us before we realize we need to respond with faithfulness and prudence to the amazing gifts that we've been given? When we look at the response from Psalm 122, let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. This was a psalm that the Jews would sing as they went up the mountain to Jerusalem, as they were obligated to go to the great feasts, and all the men and all the families would go to Jerusalem, and they would be singing this song. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord, because Jerusalem is on a mountain, and so when you're in the valley, you're going up. And it was a place of elation and joy to go to be so close to the presence of God. And so these families, these men who worked hard, the toil and drudgery of life, and while it was an excursion to make it to Jerusalem, they realized it was a joyful excursion. And so they would excite within themselves this joy of being able to be in the presence of God, in the Holy of Holies, in the temple, to offer their sacrifices so that the sacrifice could be offered. How excited are we to leave the drudgery of the world to come to be in the presence of God at Mass every day, every Sunday? We have to remind ourselves that sometimes we do have to excite, not in an artificial way, but just as a reminder that this is the most important thing, no matter what's going on out there, and that everything out there is meant to serve what takes place right here, and that we should go rejoicing as we come into the presence of the Lord, even as we carry all of our worries, our stresses, all of our heartaches and fears. We come rejoicing to the Lord. And this is what St. Paul teaches us in this beautiful letter to the Philippians that we've been hearing from. Today he says, be imitators of me. Kind of a bold statement. You know, follow me. But this is a man who had been given over completely to Christ, where he writes in Galatians that it's no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives within me. And he had encountered Christ, and he had surrendered everything. He had become the good, the wise, the prudent steward. And so we know in our own lives that we have examples of men and women who are living a faithful life, and that we have no issue being imitators of them. Because if we're honest, we always imitate somebody. There's always someone in our life that we're trying to be like. Maybe begrudgingly so. Maybe we hate the fact that we're imitating someone, but we do. Let's take the words of St. Paul. To find those people in our lives who are passionately pursuing Christ and his life and his will, and imitate our life after them. And then let's have the grace, pray for the grace, to live a life in such a way that someone wants to imitate you. In the most humble, real way. This isn't about being a superstar and having your poster on someone's wall. But someone can see the light of Christ shining through you. This is the opportunity that we have. Especially in these days of darkness and confusion, of fear and lies and anxiety and all the stuff. And whether it's true or not, the world still needs your light. The world still needs someone to imitate who's imitating Christ. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and I long for, my joy and my crown, in this way stand firm. Like being like Christ, stay firm in this. So on this first Friday where we recommit and we surrender ourselves to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the undying love of the Heavenly Father for us, His children, and we beg Him to pour out that grace upon us so that we can pour that grace out on the world. After Mass, as we expose the Blessed Sacrament, let us excite within ourselves, within our hearts, within our minds, to not be an enemy of the gospel, not to be an enemy of Christ, but to conduct ourselves worthy of such a name as Jesus. Amen.